who are the people that I'm serving? As Muse has grown over the year, we've had our 1 year anniversary a few weeks ago. I've been wondering, what is the vision? What is the purpose of Muse? And what is the sentence of Muse? You know, what is the sentence of why this exists? And as I was listening and thinking and reflecting on all the content that I posted with Muse, I realized that, well, I don't have a sentence. I have interviewed entrepreneurs. I have interviewed activists. I have interviewed coaches, performance coaches, career coaches. I've interviewed environmentalists. And there is no sentence. There is no, this is the reason why Muse exists. Even though I still believe that there is an overall vision of becoming and finding your version of a Muse and helping you achieve that version of a Muse, I'm still helping these environmentalists, entrepreneurs, the activists, and the coaches, and who is the audience, right? And I didn't find the one sentence that I wanted. So I also reflected on everything, and I believe that it's time for change. It's time for switching up the content in a more experienced kind of way. Now, over the last year, I have been able to learn how to be a creative, how to be an online creative, and try to share my experience online. I think that is one of the parts where I haven't done a good job, share my experience online. I have been able to share advice from other people online, but not really share my own experience, because over the whole year, I have been doing just that, learning to be a marketeer, learning to be a podcaster, learning to speak on camera, and learning all these different things, how to overcome imposter syndrome, how to cultivate a growth mindset rather than looking at a glass half full, looking at it half empty, but actually the other way around. You know what I mean. So I've had all these experiences. I've grown through 1 year, like quite a lot as a creative. And I feel like I should share more of that in my solo episodes, especially because, let's be quite frank, who's going to listen to episode 5 habits of becoming more happy in your life from who? Who are you to do that, you know? And even though, like, I believe that I have that experience for myself and it works for me, if I don't share my own experiences throughout that, it doesn't really help. And it's not relatable. And that's why the guest episodes are so much more valuable than the solo episodes. The guest episodes are the episodes where people relate through experience and they allow themselves to either adopt or reject that idea based on their own experience. And I think that is sort of, I want to make this an episode, a solo episode specifically, more of an experience. I'm trying to sort of, you know, think about one episode of Muse as like a meditation. If you are like accustomed to meditation, you know, you start meditation with like some heavy thoughts or not many thoughts, and you kind of like meditate to clear off your head. And as you meditate, you leave the meditation transformed. So there is a transformation from the beginning until the end of a meditation. And I would like to create this kind of sort of environment in a podcast episode, which I have no idea how to do so. This will not be a meditation environment, but like a transforming environment from beginning until end. And this happens a lot through storytelling, which I'm trying to figure out right now, which is also the reason why I'm not releasing one of the normal episodes this week. This is more of like a Muse update, Project Muse update. And so that's really the reason why I'm not posting any content today, or at least not posting any regular content, so like educational content, and rather share a story or share my experience on this journey. I hope that you still stay along for the ride. I appreciate everyone who has been on the ride, seen me grow throughout the 1 year of experience. And I feel like that is also the experience that I can give to other people, creators. In 1 year, as Muse has made, like, its 1 year anniversary, it's great to see that, well, we went from audio in the bedroom to audio in the living room and adding video to it and having guests and having international guests. And I mean, it has grown, and you see that the audience has also grown with each and every episode. And I really want to keep that momentum growing, but to specific audience, to specific people within that audience. And I'm not going to share who that audience is, because I feel like you will either agree to it, you will feel connected to it as you listen to it or not. I don't feel like we need to put a name to it. And yeah, if you have been listening to this podcast for a while now, let me know in the comments, if you're watching this on YouTube, what is your sentence for Muse? I'm genuinely intrigued, because I've been reflecting on that for quite a while. I have my sentence for the future, and let's see if we align. Otherwise, I wish you an amazing week. I hope you've had an amazing weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.